We don't give a flying 4x what he thinks, backlash after Lord Frost tells MPs to back remain or truss. By Jack Montgomery on July 15, 2022. Former Brexit negotiator Lord Frost has received backlash for telling Conservative MPs to rally around Liz Truss, the Remain-voting former Liberal Democrat. Frost became popular with many among the Conservative Party's increasingly disenfranchised activist and supporter base due to his having resigned from the Boris Johnson administration over its high-tax, net-zero policies. His association with Brexit has also burnished his credentials, despite the fact the deals he made with the European Union were essentially no different than the surrender agreements put forward by Theresa May, and he has conceded the EU should have a permanent say over the governance of Northern Ireland post-Brexit. However, while an earlier intervention in the race to replace Boris Johnson as Tory leader and, by extension, Prime Minister, to say woke candidate Penny Mordaunt was not up to her previous job as his deputy was welcomed by right-wingers, his endorsement of Remain-voting former Liberal Democrat activist Liz Truss for leader and call for Conservative Kemi Badenoch to step aside has seen some party figures push back against him. I don't wish to be rude, but who the hell is an unelected, failed minister to tell any MP what to do? Demanded Simon Hoare, chairman of the Northern Ireland Select Committee in Parliament, in a social media post. For some unknown reason, David Frost perpetually thinks we give a flying 4x what he thinks. We don't and we won't, he added bluntly. Frost had urged D. Kemi to stand down and return for a serious job in a Truss administration, echoing a call from of Marc Francois, chairman of the European Research Group, ERG, of Brexiteer MPs, for colleagues to rally to the Remainers banner. Francois, too, received backlash for pushing Tory MPs to back Truss, who far from being a low-key Remainer was a key player in George Osborne's Project Fear campaign to browbeat the public into voting against Brexit with threats of dire financial consequences during the 2016 referendum. MPs in this group will make up their own minds, responded Andrew Luer in the ERG's WhatsApp group. I believe Kemi, who actually supported Brexit, represents the best chance for many of us holding our seats, he said. This weekend's television debates will, I believe, further demonstrate why. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.